This is Inside Leeds Beckett, a podcast from Leeds Beckett University. Episode 2, Finding Your Crowd.
Just put yourself out there. You can join societies. There's always events going on at the university, talking to people next to you in lessons.
They did like a little welcome event for everyone. So they hosted like a little party, I guess, and like the reception area that they have. They gave you like free drinks, free food.
This experience isn't just about the academic side of things. It's also about meeting friends.
Hi, I'm Bailey, and this is Inside Leeds Beckett, a podcast for new students at Leeds Beckett. In this series, we're meeting current students and talking through what it's like to start at uni in Leeds and how it all works. Every student, including myself, will tell you that one of the biggest worries people have when they start is making friends and meeting people. And this can look different if you're a stay-at-home student or you're living on campus, and you may not have arrived yet, or you may be a few weeks or months in. It's something we all deal with at some stage. So in this episode, we'll look at all the different ways you can make friends, meet people, and find your crowd at Leeds Beckett. Right then, what's it really like when you start? How do you meet people and socialise? And in that first year, what can you do to make friends and build new friendships? I met with Savannah, a student here at Leeds Beckett, and I found out how it works for her. Hi Savannah. So in this episode, we're going to be looking at making friends at uni. Can you tell me about when you started and what made you choose Leeds Beckett?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was daunting moving from such a small city. I came from Derby, so much smaller than Leeds.
Yeah.
But I immediately became settled. I first looked around Leeds Beckett on one of the open days, actually, and then later again on the offer holder day. When I stepped in foot in Leeds, I was absolutely like overwhelmed with a sense of safety. I loved it. And that's really important for me, much like everyone else in an unfamiliar city. Yeah, I chose Leeds as well because just like the wide range of activities to do in and around the city centre, again, important for me because I like to keep myself busy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I also loved how it was such a student city with a great nightlife. In my second year, I moved into a student house in Headingley. This opened up a much more greener area of Leeds. And Headingley is home to around 60 to 70% of Leeds Beckett students. So I love this because it was really great as you get to know people in the community and create a tight-knit kind of bond with everyone.
Yeah, that's so good. Like a whole village of students.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
I also chose Leeds Beckett. They also had a great student and staff body and an amazing wellbeing team, which was very important for me because if I just wanted someone to talk to or rant to, or if I was feeling nervous, especially in my first few months at uni, it was just amazing just to get that extra support.
Yeah, it makes all the difference, doesn't it? When you feel comfortable and safe somewhere, it just helps you settle in so much better.
Definitely.
So making friends then, when you start at university, it's one of the things that people worry about, I think, before they join. So did you know anybody before you started, or did you sort of make friends as you went along?
Well, I knew a few people moving to Leeds Beckett from my secondary school, but it was also important to me that I ventured out of my comfort zone and made new friends. I did this by moving into student accom. That was definitely one of the best things I ever did, like moving away from home and just like living independently as well. And also you kind of get to know people on the very first day of uni just by moving into a flat with them.
Yeah.
I would say as someone already quite confident, it gave me a newfound confidence that I didn't know I needed. And I just threw myself into every opportunity that was given to me. I knocked on my flatmate's door and my neighbour's flatmates, the ones that lived above me as well, and just asked them to come with me to Freshers' Fair. And I also spent time with them just walking around the city and exploring new things because none of us are from Leeds either. So that was really great. And of course, going on a few nights out with them as well.
Yeah, so just throwing yourself into everything, that really helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know some people struggle. As you said, you're more confident anyway. So for people that are more nervous, a bit more worried, sort of a bit more reserved anyway in their personality, what would you say to them if they're wanting to make new friends?
Well, just the classic, you've got to step out your comfort zone. Like if anyone asks you to join them on any activities, just say yes. Be open to new opportunities, even if it's something you've never done before. Definitely get involved with everything that the uni put on. So all the freshers' fairs, sign up for lots of new things, even if you've never tried it, whether that's chess, debate or a sports society. From personal experience, joining a sports society, so dance, it was one of the best things I ever did. I literally turned up to the tasters and tryout sessions, not knowing anyone. and ended up on the dance team, and I absolutely loved it. In fact, I'm actually club captain next year, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh, wow, well done.
Thank you. Daunting, but I am excited for that.
Yeah, so it just shows you that the more you put into things, the more you get back, don't you? Because if you don't try, you don't know.
Absolutely. And I think as well, just joining a society, because I made so many great friends and just lovely connections as well. And it just really goes to show you that people have such different backgrounds and come from all different parts of the country or even the world.
Yeah.
Got friends everywhere.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the great things about Leeds Beckett, the diversity of it.
Definitely.
So are there things happening around the campus then that help you meet people? So like you were saying, when you went around the city with your new friends, what sort of things did you do, or were there particular spots you went to hang out at?
Yeah, so there was always lots of things that were going on or around campus actually that help you meet new people. Leeds Beckett as well, notably, have a really great social media page on Instagram and TikTok. So I was always checking that in first year, checking what was on kind of thing. The Hive is a great example. I'd always go hang out in the Hive, which is like the student union, just to chill and hang out and meet people there as well that kind of just sat there. But also the Hive also has like gigs on or quizzes as well. So everyone's welcome. Everyone's really friendly. The staff are lovely. Great food too.
Yeah, so definitely just keep an eye out on all the socials and all the things that are coming up, and then sort of see what takes your fancy, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
And then lastly, if somebody's listening to this right now and they're struggling to make friends, struggling to reach out, struggling to find their crowd of people, if you could give them one piece of advice, what would you say?
My advice would be definitely keep trying. Leeds Beckett and Leeds in general is a huge place with a wide range of people. If you haven't found your crowd on day one, there's no saying you won't find them tomorrow.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, you've got to be confident and put yourself out there. And also remember that everyone is in the same boat. So they'll all be feeling just as nervous as you. So be the one to approach someone and introduce yourself. Because university, just the classic phrase, university is time for exploring, isn't it?
Yeah.
So just got to dare to be brave, try new things, meet new people and have fun, as it will go faster than you think.
Yeah, you want to make the most of every moment, don't you, before it's over?
I know. I don't want it to be over. I don't want to go in third year. I want to be a fresher again.
I've just finished third year. I know it all too well. It's quite sad, no. Actually.
I know.
It is really some of the best moments.
It's great having something to be sad about leaving, though, isn't it? Just, it's amazing.
Yeah, it shows you how much you've taken from it if you're upset to be leaving, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's okay. It's lovely to talk to you too.
See you later.
Bye, Bailey. Bye.
Hi, I'm Georgia Derrick, and I've just graduated from Leeds Beckett University in psychology. There are loads of ways that you can meet people. I joined Facebook groups based on things that I enjoyed, and I met some of my friends through there, and then we hung out when we got to Leeds. But there are 200 people in your lecture hall. So I think the best advice I can give is just go and sit next to somebody and say hi.
When you start uni, making friends and meeting people is one of the main things that everyone worries about. But it's worth remembering that it's a place that's set up to get to know new people. Everyone is in the same situation, and there's loads of ways you can connect with people. Next, we're going to catch up with Harry Robinson from the Athletic Union at Leeds Beckett. Along with our student union, the Athletic Union has loads of clubs and sports that you can be a part of at uni, and this is a great way to meet new people. Let's find out more. Hi, Harry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
So firstly, can you tell me about your role at Leeds Beckett and what it involves?
Yeah, so I'm the athletic union coordinator at Leeds Beckett. So basically I work in the university's athletic union. We look after and support our student clubs. So we've got 36 clubs and about 85 teams. We help them by helping them organise fixtures, training them, answering any member queries, and then help them basically play other universities around the country in their chosen sport.
Perfect. So in this episode, we're talking about new students, meeting new people, making friends. So how would you say the university helps students to get to know each other?
I feel like across the university, from ourselves in the Athletic Union and the SU, we've give the students a lot of opportunities to, you know, meet their people. We've got, like, as I mentioned, 36 different sports clubs in your traditional crickets, rugbys, netballs, hockeys, the things you'll have played at college and school before. And then maybe your newer sports that you might not have tried, like korfball, jukeball, things like that, that you might not have, you might want to give a try at university. And as well as that, for the people that don't want to compete, maybe, because obviously a lot of sports have competition and things like that, they might just want to be social and making friends. We've got a social sport program, which is like 15 sessions a week, 10 different sports where you can kind of turn up and play. So there's no commitment. And then outside of like the AU, you've got the SU, where they have their SU societies, which are normally interest related. So it's, there'll be a group for you at the SU. These are sort of the bigger groups we offer, where to make friends and things, as well as your standard course and other activities outside the university. But these are the ones that sort of the university offers to help you find your people while studying at Leeds Beckett.
Yeah, so clubs and societies, from what you've said, sound like a huge, huge part of getting to know people. So how would a student go about finding them? How would they find information? How would they find the club or the society for them?
So the best way is attending the SU's Freshers Fair at the start of the year. It's over 4 days, one at Headley Campus and three at City Campus. If you are interested in joining them, please come down, talk to them, because you'll be talking to the students that are part of that. They're the friends you'll make. They're the best people to sell their club to you and let you know how to get involved. If you can't make that for any reason, I want to look at it before you get here. All our clubs have Instagram channels with how to get involved, forms to sign up in case you can't attend the Freshers Fair so you don't miss out on the information, how to join. And then there's kind of 2 weeks of free taster sessions. So you can come down for the first 2 weeks multiple times and even try different sports. Find the people for you and make sure you like really enjoy the sport at Leeds Beckett. If it's not a sport you're interested in, if you don't want to compete, the social sport, obviously, as I mentioned before, the timetable's available on the website and on Beckett Social Sport Instagram channels. The SU advertise it as well. It'll be very similar for societies. They'll probably host the first meetup session after talking to a Freshers Fair or reaching out on Instagram, and then you'll be able to go down and join in with that community.
Perfect. That sounds great. So based on everything that you've said so far, do you think it's important for students to take part in at least one of these clubs or societies? Because I guess there's a number of benefits for it, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, talking about the sports ones, obviously that has physical activity involved as well. So from a health point of view, it helps you like keep healthy, make sure you're able to attend your lectures, as well as then the soft skills benefits of being part of a sports club or society. You know, making friends makes you, you know, happier, joyful, more enjoying your time at university, improve communication skills. It helps with teamwork and things, especially if you're in a team sport, and also improving your confidence. So those skills are what employers will want afterwards as well. So it really helps you work on them while being at university before moving on to the next stage of your life.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like you're growing both personally and as part of a team as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So it's a lot of skills that, you know, you'll end up needing later on in life. You'll learn throughout joining these sports clubs and, you know, life lessons and things like that. The aspects and the things you do within those clubs. So, for example, like away days with your teams, traveling to different universities around the country, talking to your friends, spending the whole day going to represent the university, wearing your badge and trying to come back with the win. It really makes memories and also helps you, you know, work on your confidence at coming out of your comfort zone, arriving at a new institution. You don't know where you are, what it is. And it's just things you'll need in later life. So it's really beneficial on that front.
Yeah, definitely. I would agree with that. Yeah. So my final question for you is, if someone's listening to this and they haven't made friends yet, what would you say to them if you could give them one piece of advice?
It's never too late. Like, it's never too late to join one of these clubs or societies. And if you don't want to play competitively, I know I've talked a lot about clubs because obviously that's what I work with. But if you don't want to play competitively, you just want to, you know, find a group of friends, six or seven of them, make a team, come down. If you don't have six or seven, we'll help you find that team for you. So it's, don't worry about that. We'll help you find it and join in. And if none of them currently feel appealing to you, like none of our clubs or societies, come talk to us and we can always help you start a new society. We've got a new Gaelic football society starting this year. We have some new social sports starting all the time. And I know the SU, their societies are always starting as well. Joining a club or society will help you in the long run. It gives you that, you know, that friendship group that you require, that support network, those people you see every week. It's really makes your university experience better.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be really good for your mental health as well as physical. So thank you for coming on and talking to me today. I'm sure this has been really helpful for people who are listening to this. It was nice to speak to you, Harry.
No worries, thank you for having me.
See you later.
the student advice team work alongside a great team of student life advisors, and we provide support, advice and guidance to any student who might need a little bit of extra help while they're studying.
Thanks for listening to Inside Leeds Beckett, and a really important episode looking at making friends and meeting new people. Leeds Beckett is such a welcoming and inclusive place, and everyone wants to connect, make friends and socialise. So if you're worried about any of this, it's totally normal. When you're ready, just get involved in as many things as you can and give it time. Everyone wants new friends, and it doesn't have to happen immediately. Your time at uni will be one of the most incredible experiences of your life. And over the rest of the series, we'll look at some of the ways to make it as good as it should be. We're going to cover off the help and support you get at uni, along with the work involved, careers help, and what Leeds is like as a city. Follow the podcast for updates and you won't miss any of it.